Money Matters Wealthy Thinking with Alfred Edmond Jr.
Welcome to Money Matters Wealthy Thinking. I'm your host, Alfred Edmond Jr. Today's show is a gut check for the men. Can you handle it when your wife or significant other makes more money than you do? On this edition of Money Matters Wealthy Thinking, we'll talk about the winning mindsets couples must have in order to build wealth. And yes, I'm looking at you, brothers. Also, I've been inviting you to submit questions you'd like me to answer on the podcast, and I picked a great one to answer today. Listen up, because my answer will also be helpful to you or someone you care about, especially if you're looking for legit ways to make extra money. But first, listen up, brothers. It's time for a wealthy thinking gut check. So your wife or significant other makes good money. In fact, she makes much more each month than you do. Can you still love her when her paycheck is bigger than yours? Be honest with yourself, if not with me or your partner, at least with you. Can you handle it? Husbands, we'd say we loved her for richer or poorer. But for many of us, ironically, the richer can be even harder to handle. Can love survive and even thrive when she makes more money than he does? Sure it can. However, the key is not who makes how much, but whether a partnership shares values, have a team mindset, and are in agreement on how money decisions will be made, no matter who has the bigger paycheck. Once you and your partner are on the same page and fully aligned with one another, whether you or she makes more, it boils down to three things: communication, transparency, and emotional safety. So here are a few questions to consider, first on your own, and then as great discussion points with your partner. First, can you at least talk about it? If one or both of you avoid discussing money, or you become hostile, defensive, or blameful whenever the topic comes up, you are going to have major problems, no matter who makes the most money. If you can't come to agreement or resolve problems, then you can't talk, and both your relationship and your finances will suffer. Next question, can you be open and honest when you have this talk? You must be able to share your financial habits and history, including your credit reports, taxes, assets, income, and liabilities. You can't use financial information as a weapon, or punish or ridicule your mate's past financial mistakes, lack of financial literacy, or earning power. The goal of bringing everything out into the open is not to punish each other over the problems, but to work together to plan and execute solutions. Next question, can you safely share your emotions around money? Are you secretive or in denial about how you feel emotionally about money? Understanding these feelings, which are often rooted in childhood and family experience, is key to you and your partner developing shared values of your own. It is critical to address these, especially when she makes more, in light of the fact that in many families, the woman as the higher salaried marital partner goes against cultural norms and expectations. It is also important to talk about your goals and dreams as individuals and as a couple, so you can establish priorities and develop plans that can leave you both hopeful and motivated to stick to a shared money management agenda. And finally, can you act as a team, not just a couple? Can you agree to a budget and meet monthly to discuss and manage it together? Make financial decisions jointly, no matter who makes the most, actually manages the money, or pays the bills. Set financial goals as a couple, never putting your individual wants above jointly agreed upon objectives. And then resist the natural urge to compete and compare. Remember, it's not you against each other. It's you for each other and against shared adversity, including any money problems you might encounter. If it's about competing for power and control, the relationship will suffer, especially when she, perhaps, makes more than you do. However, if your approach to money is about shared goals and responsibility, the relationship can thrive no matter who has the bigger income. As long as you are in partnership, if one of you is not winning, then neither of you are. On the other hand, you should both be celebrating each other's victories, including that raise and promotion that might make her income even larger than yours. You're listening to Money Matters Wealthy Thinking. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. We'll be back in a moment. Support for Money Matters Wealthy Thinking and the following message come from State Farm, who knows that many Americans struggle with their finances and most have never been taught how to manage them. Starting today, State Farm wants to change that by giving people the tools, help, and education they need to take control of their money, putting financial well-being within the reach of everyone. Now you can find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right. Welcome back to Money Matters Wealthy Thinking. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. Each week, I've been inviting you to submit questions you'd like me to answer on the podcast. I just received a question from Rory Johnson of Montgomery, Alabama. He asks, I'm a single father dealing with some major financial challenges and have been looking at home-based business opportunities to bring in extra money without taking too much time away from my kids. However, many of these work-from-home businesses seem just too good to be true. How do I figure out which ones are legit? Pursuing side hustles, a part-time business, or a second job to create additional income can be a great way to get ahead financially. There are a number of legitimate job and business opportunities that allow you to work from home. The key, Rory, is separating them from the scams that can waste your time and make a nightmare of your finances. Here's how to recognize and avoid the con artists. Red flag. If they ask you to pay money up front before you make a penny to get started, do not go for it. You should never pay anyone for the privilege of selling products or services for them, nor should you ever pay someone to prove yourself qualified or eligible for a job. If they promise thousands of dollars a week for work that requires little or no time commitment, qualifications, training, or experience, that's another red flag. The only one who makes money off of easy, get-rich-quick schemes is the scam artist offering the so-called job or business opportunity. Bottom line, Rory, if a job or business opportunity sounds too good to be true, it is, always. Now, some may say there's an exception to this rule. Maybe. But con artists stay in business because their victims are all too willing to believe that they're the exceptions, only to learn the hard way that they're not. So don't get hustled in your search for a good side hustle. Stick to these rules, Rory, and pay attention to the red flags, and you should be able to find ways to earn extra money without getting ripped off. Thanks for your question. If you have questions you'd like me to address, send an email to alfrededmondjr@gmail.com. Or you can follow and direct message me on Instagram or Twitter at Alfred Edmond Jr. This is Alfred Edmond Jr. with Money Matters Wealthy Thinking. Be sure to check out my latest free ebook, Buy Love, Get Trouble, Sell Love, Get Screwed, how decisions in pursuit of sex, love, and relationships impact your career, business, and financial success at grownzone.com/buy-love-get-trouble. And don't forget to subscribe to Money Matters Wealthy Thinking on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or any other podcast directory. If you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. at AURN.com. Thanks for listening all year and have a wonderful holiday.
Money Matters Wealthy Thinking, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.